You've likely seen them around Hamilton, pushing shopping carts, pedaling bikes, towing carts, riding scooters retrofitted to haul loads. They collect bottles, cans, scrap metal, copper wire, clothes, anything that can earn them a buck. People rooting through garbage bins and recycling bins is a common sight in Hamilton. In most cases, it's a symptom of poverty. This past summer, I decided to go out and talk to some of these informal recyclers to find out a little bit about who they are and their work. I spotted Joseph Parent in a shopping cart on Bold Street in Durand one night. He was friendly and happy to chat. Is there any reason you choose this neighborhood, or do you go to everywhere, depending on the recycling day?
No, I think this is the best neighborhood.
So you prefer looking in this neighborhood? Yeah. What is it about this neighborhood? Is it the volume of people who live here?
Like, I know quite a few people around here, and there's a lot of people who won't put out their bottles and cans until they see me coming. So I have a lot of regular people. Now, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. And I have people that give me liquor, you know? And I just give it away. Tonight has been a pretty good night. This is my fourth cartload.
Your fourth cartload?
Yeah.
So how long have you been working tonight?
Well, I started about 10 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a place where you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where...
I live in a rooming house on Key Street. And I have a room there. I pay $450 a month.
Can you just tell me a little bit of what you got here? Mostly, I see bottles.
Bottles and what's in bags here?
Yeah.
It's all beer cans.
Okay.
Okay, and I have bottles.
Yeah.
It's mostly bottles. It's full of bottles.
Yeah.
I also have a little bit of scrap here, but I've got about maybe $70-$80 worth of scrap metal stashed. And maybe another $30-$40 worth of bottles and cans.
One hot afternoon, I followed a couple of guys with a shopping cart hauling a computer part from King Street to outside Wesley Urban Ministries on Ferguson North. They were a little too busy to chat, but I found Richard Odson with a baby carriage full of stuff. This is some of our conversation.
I usually have my own storage units inside the apartment that I organize things through. Stuff for aluminum specifically, and stuff for wires, stuff for cans. In fact, I've got about three of these just jam-packed with cans, just sitting at home.
So is this like a baby carriage?
Yeah.
And
it was something I salvaged that was easy enough to get everything from where I needed to get it to.
Like in the wires and stuff, like presumably
insulated,
it's copper.
Insulated copper, basically.
Yeah. So what do you get for it? Like, can you give me a cents per pound or kilogram?
Yeah, actually 82 cents per pound, actually.
For the copper?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I have roughly 35, maybe 40 pounds here.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've just weighed by hand, so I'm just guessing at this point.
And what about the aluminum
62
cans?
62 cents per pound, actually.
62 cents per pound, right. So, but like this amount, how much would you estimate it took you to collect it all?
If I discount the walking part and to and from places to grab things, minus the work that I had to do for this,
yeah,
that would take about, I don't know, about an hour, hour and a half for me.
And but then the walking part
is the only thing that takes the most time.
So when you add that in, how would you estimate it?
Pays all right for something that you choose to do on your own.
Right.
I've made about a few hundred bucks so far this month so far.
This month so far?
Yeah.
How much will you get for this, do you think?
Maybe 35 bucks, roughly, I don't know.
Yeah.
At this point, like, I'm just guessing how much I might get.
Tevye Morrow, reporting for the Hamilton Spectator.